Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate episode 211. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy and co-host.
Rem the Beaner is here. What's going on, my friend?
What is up, G? What's good? Happy Monday.
As good as Bengals winning. That's what's good.
10-0, yes. Second quarter, beginning of, and wow, dude. We always play down to our competition. We suck on the fucking road, dude.
Ben. Yeah.
All right, man. What's good? How was your weekend?
I was busy, very busy, busy. I had basketball meetings, and then I had Margo's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to her, dude. I totally forgot to post that on Facebook. It gave me a reminder. What one? That Friday, Saturday?
It was Saturday.
What'd you guys do? What'd you do for her? Did you get anything cool?
Dude, I woke up like super early, went to that that cake place over by Knott's Berry Farm.
Okay.
What the fuck's it called?
I don't know. The bakery?
Not in Knott's Berry Farm, by Knott's. It's Perros or something, or I don't know what the fucking name is.
Portos
at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Ouch, how bad was it that
early? It was packed. I got there, I was still in line, because I had to get there early and then drop it off and go to the meeting. And man, I was just tired.
My buddy Archie tells me about that place all the time.
Dude, they have good food.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna have to check that out. Okay, cool. Did you take her to dinner?
Well, we went to some, you know, the comic book store in Tustin.
Tustin, yes.
And in that
Comic Toys?
Yeah, in the plaza there's a Chinese like wannabe Benihana's.
Yeah, that Korean place in the corner then.
Yeah, okay. Go around.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't go there. It's, okay. It's good food, but it's really expensive.
Okay, cool.
That's a bit. We had you sang happy birthday, and $90 later.
Hey, it's her birthday, man.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Anything exciting besides that?
Nothing really, man. We'll just.
Okay, let's just rock chill. And roll and hit it, man. I want to catch the rest of this game. All right, man. Do you want to know what we spoke about? 200 episodes. Oh, I'm sorry, 100 episodes.
100. Yeah, man.
100 episodes ago, we entitled episode 111, hashtag Twisted Town.
Twisted Town.
At Mem the Beaner and at For the Villain Play Catch Up. Go NFL Talk and Week 6 predictions. What the fuck news? We hit woman's eyes sealed shut after friend mistakes glue for eye drops.
Oh, yeah, I never really
All right. That wasn't an accident, though.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
That's like permanent damage.
Here you go, buddy, put these eye drops on.
And here's your patch to go with it, for the rest of your life.
That's your fucking homie, dude.
That goes too far, dude.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, you're not homies after that.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's kind of fucked up, dude, actually, dude. We hit, this one's kind of scary, dude, since suspension bridge snaps, sending hikers plummeted into river. Jesus. That's just fucking scary, dude. Area man swallowed whole by tarp, so I think it was like at a baseball game or a football game. They were covering, a guy did it solo by himself, though, covered the field, and I guess the wind picked up a gust of wind, and it like enveloped him, the tarp. But that's got to be scary, dude. It kind of feels like, what, claustrophobic to the extreme level, dude.
Fucking.
We also hit area man swallowed whole. Okay, by tarp. A porn shoot accidentally allowed at LA high school.
I do remember that one, yes.
All right. And then keeping in the vein of Halloween and spooky story talk, we hit and share our reoccurring nightmares. So that was kind of cool. It was still Halloween time. So we had comic talk, Marvel, DC, IDW, Disney movie talk, TV comic news talk. We hit comic creates Iron Man, Star Wars, and Frozen prosthetic limbs for kids.
I do remember that. Very cool. That was cool.
We hit comic reviews, The Amazing Spider-Man number one, Spider Island number five, Invincible Iron Man number one, Doctor Strange number one, Nailbiter, number 16, and Secret Wars number 6.
Wow.
I know we were digging Secret Wars, dude.
Good stuff.
And that's all I got, man, for that. Do you want to talk about football real quick?
Sure.
Okay, man, let's do it. Any games? I saw all the games yesterday. I had a day off, and it was just great to lose myself watching the games.
Dude. The Rams game was good.
The Atlanta Falcons versus the Minnesota Vikings was a good game, in my opinion. Let's see.
The Eagles game.
The Seahawks-Philly game, dude, was a great game. Like, even though Philly got smashed, it was a great game. They got tested finally.
I never really saw the Eagles. I know they were good. And then watching them, I'm like, wow.
Poor Kansas City. That was a great game. They lost to the Jets 31-38. But I don't know. And then Steelers losing right now. We need to win this one.
Yes. No. You need. Well, yeah. For you, yes.
For this one, we would be tied with the New England Patriots, but we still play each other in two more weeks.
No, we would be up by one.
You'd be up by one, but we would need to win our one-on-one match.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So anyways, we're both in charge of our division. We'll see what happens tonight. Let's talk about next week's picks, dude. First of all, actually, you hit 10 wins for last week. I hit 12 wins.
How many?
You hit 10. I hit 12, and I thought I had a bad week. And I think I went to for the Niners just for shits and giggles, and they ended
up winning. And they fucking ended up winning.
I know, right? So our total is now 86 wins for you, 93 wins for me.
Okay.
Next week's going to be the New Orleans Saints at the Atlanta Falcons. It should be a shootout.
Saints.
The Saints are playing great fucking ball right now. Next one's going to be Indianapolis Colts at the Buffalo Bills.
Bills.
I'm going to sweep that with you. The Minnesota Vikings, 10-2 at the Carolina Panthers, 8-4. I'm going to go Minnesota just because I'm really digging.
I'll go Panthers.
All right. Next one's going to be the Chicago Bears, 3-9, to the playing at the Cincinnati Bengals, 5-6. And they're looking good against the Steelers right now.
I'll go Bengals.
I might sweep that with you. I will go. Yeah, I'll sweep that with you. Next one's going to be the Green Bay Packers, 6-6, at the Cleveland Browns, 0-12. Sweep Green Bay.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Next one's going to be the San Francisco Niners, 2-10, versus the Houston Texans, 4-8.
Niners.
Are you serious shit going to go for
I got to do something.
All right, Adam, I'm going to go with Texans. Next one's going to be the Oakland Raiders, 6-6, divisional game at the Kansas City Chiefs, 6-6.
These guys hate each
There's
other,
There's a three-way tie in that division, dude.
Yeah.
These two teams and the Chargers.
I know, the Chargers, dude. And like, we have two fucking teams in L.A. right now that are
playing. They're 500 teams, dude.
Wow. So
Alex Smith was looking good yesterday. Oakland Raiders, though, dude. You choose when I'll go with the other. I'm going to probably go with Chiefs. Are you going to Raiders it up?
Raider Nation.
All right. Adam Josiah. Next one's going to be the Detroit Lions at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oof. Matthew Stafford.
He's out, isn't he?
Hurt. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I still don't like Tampa Bay, dude.
I'll go Tampa.
All right. I will go Detroit. Next one's going to be the Dallas Cowboys, 6-6, at the New York Giants, 2-10.
They fired everyone.
They fired everyone, dude. Straight up.
Eli's the only one there. Last man standing.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, we'll sweep it.
All right, sounds good. Next one's going to be the Tennessee Titans, 8-4, at the Arizona Cardinals, 5-7.
I guess Titans, 8-4.
We got to sweep that, right? I mean, Cardinals are kind of a weird team. Next one, New York Jets, 5-7, at the Denver Broncos, 3-9. I have no faith in the Denver Broncos.
Broncos are done.
All right, we'll sweep that one. Next one's going to be the Washington Redskins, 5-7, at the Los Angeles Chargers, 6-6. How do we feel about that?
I have to go Chargers. This is so bad.
I think I'm going to back you.
You have to.
Up, dude.
The way they're playing? God. Who would have thought?
Seriously, though, right? This one on paper should be a great game, dude. Seattle Seahawks finally turned it on, 8-4, at the Jacksonville Jaguars, 8-4.
I have to go Jags on this.
Okay, good. I love... what's his face, dude?
Wilson?
I'm like, I love what's his name, whatever that guy's name is. Russell Wilson, dude. Yeah. Even though their secondary is hurt, like five guys are hurt, their defense was looking good. Oh, yesterday.
Yeah, it did.
So next one's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles, who lost last night. Philadelphia Eagles, 10-2, at the Los Angeles Rams, 9-3.
Wow. This game.
Right.
This game is going to be so good.
I'm looking forward to that. Are you going to ram it up?
Yeah, I have to ram it up.
I almost want to ram it up, but I really love the way the Philadelphia Eagles are playing. I like Carson Wentz.
Rams are just on fire right now.
They're looking like a sick fucking team, dude. Next one's going to be the Baltimore Ravens, 7-5, at the Pittsburgh Steelers, currently 9-2.
I'm going to have to go Ravens, man. If we get two losses for you here,
that's true.
It's over.
Kind of. I mean, we can still.
Well, I mean, you can still playoffs. I mean,
next one's going to be the New England Patriots. There you go. Monday night game, dude. New England Patriots 10-2 at the Miami Dolphins 5-7. We're sweeping that for sure, right?
Bye week?
Kind of, dude, right?
I say that and we're going to have a hard time watch.
You're that's normally the way it rolls, dude. All right, man. So now I have what the fuck news. I have four really short articles, dude. Suspected shoplifter slips handcuffs, takes police vehicle on a wild 100 mile per hour ride.
He wanted to go to jail.
Fuck, I don't know what the thought process is. A suspected shoplifter led police in Texas on a dangerous high-speed pursuit on Saturday after she slipped her handcuffs and stole a police car.
She slipped through them?
Yeah, straight
the
up.
The whole just, break your thumb?
I don't know how.
Damn, maybe she's like some kind of like fucking assassin.
I don't know. Authorities say Toshka Sponsler, could be 33, reached speeds of 100 miles per hour while attempting to flee officers. They detained her in the back of the vehicle for allegedly stealing from the Ulta Beauty store in Lufkin.
Wow.
But she climbed through a 12-inch wide window partition onto the driver's seat and sped off. Oh, so the one with the little fucking...
She's gangster, dude.
Straight up, dude. Officers detained Sponsler for a second time some 23 minutes later when a Texas state trooper used a PIT, a pursuit intervention technique maneuver, to make her lose control of the vehicle. So probably the fishtail.
Flip. Yeah, right.
The suspect refused medical treatment at the scene and was transported to the Angelina County Jail, where she remains in custody of $18,000 bond. Sponsler faces a slew of charges, including escape, causing serious bodily injury, threat of a deadly weapon, aggravated assault against a public servant, possession of a controlled substance, evading arrest with a vehicle with a previous conviction, and unauthorized use of a vehicle.
Just take the fucking...
Additional charges are also pending.
Just take the fucking... You stole some shampoo. I mean, what the fuck, much, dude? $5 shampoo. Yeah. And you just racked it. What an idiot.
In a bid to prevent such an incident from happening again, the police department said it has now installed additional screws in all its marked units to stop the partition from opening more than 4 inches. There you go. Maybe things they should have thought about. No, we got another crazy driver here, dude. Trip out on this one. 13-year-old driver arrested in car with 25 pounds of meth.
25 pounds?
13 years old?
What does 25 pounds of meth look like?
I don't know.
Because meth is like...
people who've done meth, but I have never given a shit.
Is that a good payday?
13 years old?
13.
Trip out, dude. A 13-year-old boy was among three people arrested when Colorado authorities pulled over a car they say was hauling 25 pounds of meth.
Wow.
The Western Colorado Drug Task Force said Wednesday they seized the meth during a traffic stop on Interstate 70 in Mesa County. Cops say the young teen was behind the wheel of the Dodge Avenger when it was stopped in Fruta.
Well, so here's the problem.
Go. Shoot.
Besides the fucking 25 pounds. He lost that 25 pounds of fucking meth. Like, that shit has to be paid by somebody.
So this kid's like, dead.
He's dead, oh, right? Dead. I mean, like...
He's got to be, right?
Where's 25 pounds of meth?
Chico needs his fucking meth, yo.
Chico.
I mean...
Break his fingers and then kill his family.
Totally. The two passengers have been identified as the boy's cousins. So the people he was in the car with, 22-year-old German Michael Areola and 19-year-old Irene Michael Areola.
Just get a job, dude.
The group reportedly gave authorities permission to search the vehicle, and officers reportedly found 23 packages containing a crystalline substance consistent with methamphetamine.
Go ahead and go ahead and search, but don't search under the seat.
Yeah, and don't ask little Johnny how old he is or ask for his license.
Oh, my God.
All three suspects are now facing felony drug charges, including distribution, manufacturing, possession with intent of meth, heroin, ketamine, and cannabis.
Oh, my God.
The 13-year-old driver is facing additional charges of failing to drive in a designated lane. Wow.
I think that's at least... of this motherfucker's problem. He ran a couple stop signs.
Totally, I know, right?
Dude,
he didn't put his fucking blinker on.
God damn it.
And driving without a valid driver's license.
Ooh.
All three are from the Los Angeles area, according to police. Goods travel through I-70 from across the country, and that's no different with drugs, Megan Terlicky of the Mesa County Sheriff's Office told reporters. And so the Western Colorado Drug Task Force, they do a very good job of trying to track movement of drugs and make stops and seize it when they have an opportunity to do so. So obviously they did, dude.
Jesus.
Maybe it was a dead giveaway, too, that the kid was sitting like... He was a 13 fucking
year old. Oh, yeah, like fucking yellow pages.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Phone books. He's sitting on phone books.
Right? None of the cousins were old enough to drive?
I think they just didn't want to get caught. Idiot. They didn't want to get caught.
What the fuck?
You know, fucking, yeah, I know.
Stupid.
Next one, dude. Pistol packing Tennessee bride arrested after pulling gun on new husband.
Oh, shit.
This one came out. The honeymoon did not last long. Just hours after saying, I do. Exactly. A Tennessee bride pulled a 9mm pistol from her wedding dress.
Wow.
Pointed it at her groom and pulled the trigger, according to the court documents and media reports.
Fucking shot him?
Straight up. What do you think it could have been? Just top of your head. Because I don't.
I'm curious. Looking at the bridesmaid?
Probably.
You're looking at my sister?
Congratulations. Don't talk to that fucking skank. Like that.
Now kiss the bride.
Totally, dude. Keith Elizabeth Pritchard, 25, of Kenton, Tennessee, faces a charge of aggravated domestic assault. Her husband, James Burton, was not injured in Monday's incident.
Okay.
Responding officers let the husband know the honeymoon was over, and, well, duh, and his wife was going to jail, Sergeant Kyle Evans of the Murfreesboro Police Department told.
Do you stay with her?
Fuck no. Okay, first of all, we know how I feel about marriage. It's not in my cards, dude.
Okay.
But crazy?
I mean, no gun, like you still would have said no.
So no. It's a red flag, obviously.
I don't even know what to say. That's just crazy.
Pritchard was still in her wedding dress when she was arrested, Evans said. The incident followed an argument with Burton at the Clarion Inn Motel near Murfreesboro, according to court documents. Pritchard at first pointed the gun at her new husband's head and pulled the trigger. Wow, he lucked the fuck out.
Who died behind him?
No shit, dude. But no shot was fired.
Oh.
She then racked a round into the gun chamber and shot it into the air, the court documents show. It is not known if Pritchard was aware there was no bullet in the gun when she first pulled the trigger.
Wow, no one will know.
Bitch. Police arrived at the scene after a call to the Murfreesboro police. Said a woman had threatened to shoot her husband for pushing her against a wall. Look, dude, maybe it was a honeymoon, and you just wanted to give her some rough sex?
Some rough riders?
I mean, I don't want to say handsy, but I've been rough, and women like it rough sometimes.
This doesn't sound like they were having sex.
Okay, true.
Burnt the fucking burrito, bitch.
Let's see, even, she might have been a bridezilla. Now, okay. Don't put your hands on a woman, of course not. But on top of that, too, if you have an argument, couples argue. I get that, too. Bitch had a gun.
Aimed at his head.
Ready to go. Like, in her dress, dude.
Well, it's like, dude, like.
Like, okay. In her fucking dress.
Shoot him. Like, she was ready to kill him.
Totally, exactly. She was ready
to not kill even him. The leg wound or anything. Like,
nothing, dude.
Headshot. She misses and hits the father in the head.
Oh, dude. Well, this was at the hotel. Police arrived at the scene after calls to Murfreesboro. Okay. Evans declined further comment to Reuters on Wednesday. Neither Pritchard nor Burton could be reached for comment. It was not clear if Pritchard was represented by an attorney. A manager at the Clarion Inn did not respond to a request for comment. Pritchard posted a $15,000 bond, according to the Rutherford County Jail. The jail spelled her last name Pritchard, though it was spelled Pritchard. In the police and court records.
That's why she fucking shot him, the last name.
Possibly.
Picture.
Last one's going to be, a former officer says he looked at nude photos for research.
Okay, you know what?
Hey, I'm hard at work, dude. I need to make sure these files are hard at work, dude. Albuquerque, New Mexico. A New Mexico law enforcement officer admits he looked at pictures of naked women on the internet while on duty, but says he was doing so as part of his job.
I think this is gonna hold.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Maybe not in the climate today. Today's landscape, probably not, right? The Albuquerque Journal.
I was looking for tattoos on her titties and ass.
I know, right? I'm looking for this exactly for this suspect in my pants. The Albuquerque Journal reports that former Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Mark Matz filed a complaint for employment retaliation on Wednesday against the Bernalillo County Commission. Matz says he was looking at the naked pictures to research a quote-unquote a specific group of individuals with distinct tattoos and piercings.
There it is.
Oh, good on that.
Fucking orgy, dude.
Matz wrote in the lawsuit that he was forced to resign to be terminated and that the nudes weren't on pornographic sites. Interesting.
So he had to resign?
Yeah. Donald Gilpin, Matt's attorney, did not return calls for comment. Felicia Romero, a sheriff's office spokeswoman, declined to comment on the case. Matt's had been with the sheriff's office since 1997. Okay. Questions.
I mean, have you ever... I can't say that. I don't want to put you in trouble.
No.
you ever done it at work? Watch porn?
No, not at work. Not at work, dude.
I'm lunch break? That's okay.
You know what? I guess the worst I've done at the office.
Well, don't get in trouble.
No, not the office. I meant way back when.
This is at Target.
Job. This is at Target. Well, no, not even Target. The other job prior to that when I was working warehouse somewhere else is my girlfriend at the time had sent me, like, I miss you. This is waiting for you when you get home.
Oh.
Picture. But did I watch porn? Is that considered watching porn?
It's getting
a text from your girlfriend.
No, right? I think it's just opening a... a random text. It's funny because I was at the break room one time and
as you're watching porn?
No,
little Timmy walks up to you. What's that, coach?
Someone sent one of those fucking those images where like, oh, like some dude playing basketball. Like, oh, yeah. Fuck it. I'll click it. And it's that
plain basketball.
It's one of those fake pictures that have in the background some girl moaning. Like mad moaning, like, oh, getting fucked. I'm like, oh my God, I'm trying to click off.
Oh, man.
Sitting next to the music teacher. I'm like, she's like 80 years old. I'm like, did she hear that?
Yes, totally.
Everyone act cool. They're like, they didn't hear shit, dude. I was so fucking embarrassed, bro.
That is an embarrassment.
You ever seen those prank ones? It looks like something totally normal.
No, because my friends aren't douchebags.
I don't even know who the fuck said that to me, but I was just like...
Actually, no, I have friends that would do that, which they're fucking dope anyways.
So I'm not allowed in the fucking lunchroom ever.
All right, man. That's all I got for what the fuck news, dude. I actually had nothing today. But apparently, I had some downtime during like the Sunday night football game where I'm like, let me go through my folder and pull out some articles. So actually, mm-hmm. I have cartridges in the barrel ready to go.
Dude. Sweet, man.
Articles. I have a good AI, like two back-to-back AI articles I want to go through eventually. Mm-hmm. And I got some good ones coming up down the pike, dude. So we got some good stuff coming up. All right, man. Commercials.
Yeah, for sure. Go to our website, thecomicsyndicate.com. You're going to find banners of lots of great stuff. If you like to vape, there's a great vape shop down the street from us. It's called Freedom Vape.
Dope people, guys.
And they're nice people. So, you know.
Freedomvape.com.
Freedom Vape. Did I say it right? Did I say that wrong?
I believe you. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to reiterate because they're good.
Great guys. And, you know, it's hard when you go to a vape shop and, like, people are, like, dicks to you. Like, oh, what the fuck you smoke or vaping? And, like, they make fun of you. These guys are cool. They help you. You know, what kind of flavor? How's your day doing? It's really fucking cool to hang out there, you know, shoot the shit with all the guys there. Joe, fucking Alex, cool cats. So if you're looking to get into vaping and want someone that's nice, that's the place to go.
Yeah.
Also, our Amazon. It's a big orange fucking banner. Go ahead and click on it.
Can't miss it.
And bookmark it to your fucking computer. And whatever you're buying, buy what you want to buy. And Christmas is coming up, so you guys better make those orders before, because that's free shipping.
Yeah.
It's going to stop. Yeah, it's going to get stopped. I mean, it's still there. I mean, you're not going to get it by Christmas.
It's
going
to be so much tighter, dude. Crunch time, man.
So buy your kid that fucking PS4.
I have off from the office on Friday, and I'm going to try to get all my fucking shopping done.
Like online or like go places?
I don't want to go anywhere. Everything I have in mind is pretty much I'm going to go to thecomicsyndicate.com, click on that fucking damn fucking Amazon banner and fucking hook us up while I'm at it, dude.
Yeah, I don't buy anything for anyone. I suck. I'm poor. But anyways, if people that are not poor like I am, go ahead and buy whatever you're going to buy, guys. It helps out a lot. We really appreciate it.
And I feel like I'm poor sometimes.
Fuck.
Anyways, dude, all right, everyone that has jumped on, thank you so much. We totally appreciate it. It goes back into the pod. We got some cons coming up. We have March. We have WonderCon again. They treat us well, so good at WonderCon.
Yes, they do.
That's going to be local here in Anaheim. I think Long Beach Con, there's a con coming up. Or we might have missed it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, huh? Yeah.
It's all good.
Anyways, dude, we got a bunch of stuff coming up. We're still working on equipment here, guys. So again, thank you so much to everyone. You guys can go to thecomicsyndicate.com, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podomatic, download any podcast site, type in the Comic Syndicate. One of my buddies asked me at the second job, are you guys up in iHeartRadio?
No,
I don't think I've ever used iHeartRadio. I use Stitcher personally. I'm anti-Apple. So, but you guys can find us anywhere.
Apple's really so good.
Yeah.
We love you, Apple.
Until they sponsor us, they can suck my...
Okay, now they're, right.
Now they're not going to sponsor us. Oh, now that's why they're not going to sponsor us. All right, guys. You guys can find my boy Adam at Mem the Beaner. You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter.
Yes. All right. We will be right back with some
comic talk.
Comic talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman. and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comics Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we are back.
Comic Talk.
Comic Talk. We got some comic news and a couple comic books, I believe.
Yeah, I did not read much, dude.
I've been busy
Damn.
Getting cakes and bullshit.
And you know what, dude? On a Sunday, full day off from both jobs. To have a full day off to chill at the house.
Granted, just watch beer. Football day?
Yeah.
It's the best.
Overreading? Fuck me, reading.
I got a new video game.
What'd you pick up? For what?
Xenoblade 2 on my fucking Switch.
Dope, dude.
The game is sick.
It's an RPG, right?
Yes.
Hack and slash RPG.
She has some like giant breasts.
How's the gameplay? How are you liking it? Graphics, I think I pulled up the other day and it looks sharp.
Yeah, it looks really good. It's a little tight on the Switch. Like the everything. Get kind of like.
Define tight.
Like the little screen. Like
define tight.
There's a lot going on in that tight screen. But other than that, the storyline, the voices, it's kind of a not an English voice main character. They're all like English.
Oh, are they?
English accent.
Okay.
So, but it's a really good game so far. Been playing that.
I've been playing My Super Metroid, I guess. I picked up Ultra Bot, dude. So for Black Friday, I don't know if I told you, on my 3DS, I downloaded, bought, it was on sale for like $2, the original Castlevania from the NES.
Oh shit, that game's hard.
It's fucking hard, dude. I remember passing it as a kid.
They don't fuck around, dude.
No, dude, those games were so hard back then, dude, and just two fucking buttons.
Yeah.
And just hard, dude.
Jump, whip, jump, whip, jump, whip.
You die, and you lose your long whip, your chain whip, whatever whip you have.
You start over, too.
Dude, it fucking blows. On the 3DS, at least it lets you start off. It gives you like a save point, so at least you can continue from the last death point, I guess.
Well, all these kids complain about games today. Like, you don't have no idea.
No shit, right? Like, we had it hard.
Fucking
kids.
Mega Man? Get the fuck out
of
here.
All of them, dude. Yeah, no joke, dude. So, lots of good stuff, dude. All right, man, let's hit it, dude, real quick. Comic news. Conroy, Paulson, Romano, and more creating on new animated series. So, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle actor Rob Paulson is teaming with Batman the Animated Series star Kevin Conroy, who we have him for a bumper.
Oh, yeah.
And Andrea Romano on an all-new animated series. The gang's all here. Rob Paulson voiced Raphael on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Kevin Conroy was Batman on Batman in the animated series. And Cal Dodd, it was Wolverine from the X-Men, the animated series. So that's the name
that's cool. They're all
a new
one
show
shit.
That centers on an animal cast of actors as they star in their own films and navigate the pitfalls of the entertainment industry. Just okay. With those voice actors that we grew up on, I'm kind of
old school Michelangelo.
Raphael.
Raphael, man.
Yeah,
old
but the voice actors.
Okay.
But they're going to have their own show together, which is kind of cool. Again, we grew up with these motherfuckers.
Nice.
David S. Goyer in negotiations to direct Masters of the Universe movie. This has been rumored for the longest time that they're going to do it, dude. Sony's going to put it out.
You didn't like the last one?
Masters of the Universe?
Oh, He-Man.
Dolph Lundgren? Yeah. From the 80s?
I love that movie.
Okay, look, as a kid?
Yeah.
Have I seen it since? It was on TV maybe a month ago. Does it hold up? So are we due for a new one? I'm kind of behind
It's been a long time.
And David S. Goyer, he's the guy they want to direct. He's the one who wrote Man of Steel. And Batman Begins? Batman Rises, all those movies.
Sweet.
Next one's going to be Rumor, Disney, Fox Steel, back on and moving fast.
They're going to buy it.
I think so. And if that happens, dude, Fox is going to keep the sports shows. Okay, so this, of course, would give the studio rights to everything on the film side, while the Murdoch family will continue to maintain ownership over the sports and news division.
Oh, okay.
So still, you can't quite monopolize.
So we get all the fucking heroes back.
Kind of, yes.
Sweet. Except for Sony shit.
Yeah, except for Sony. For now. And next one, dude, is going to be this. Dude, Disney is pulling the 20-minute Frozen short from Coco. My second job, I work at a movie theater straight up, dude. I work at the bar, cafe. People were coming out bitching from Coco. What the fuck? I paid for Coco, not Frozen. What's going on? I think you guys put the wrong movie on, and apparently there's a 22-23 minute short.
Fucking half an hour?
Yeah, right? A short. That's
holy
short.
Shit.
But people, we saw firsthand people bitching.
I thought about like, you meant like 5 minutes.
5 minutes? 5 minutes. Yeah, no more than
like
that.
Like they used to do in those cartoon movies.
Yeah, yeah.
23 to 20 minutes.
I see why they're pissed, but at the same time, it's like.
Was it not good?
I don't know. Actually, no. Everyone I've heard said it sucked, but the movie was great, though. Coco.
Coco Heart is really good. Yeah, I still have to take her.
Next one's going to be Franco teases hard R multiple man X-Men film, like Logan and Deadpool. And James Franco is going to be Jamie Madrick's multiple man.
The guy was cool. I liked him. His character.
Same, dude. And I like fucking multiple man. I think that can work, dude. Because his different personas, every time he multiplies, kind of have their own personality.
So, they all disappear at one point.
After
right?
a while, yeah. And he can tap them back in. Next one's going to be report Gambit movie production start pushed to March.
Ooh.
Finally.
We're probably not going to watch.
And that's going to be Channing Tatum.
Oh, okay.
So,
yes.
Finally, going to get started.
He might be a little too big, but that's fine.
We'll see, dude. He's got to slim down. We had this conversation
before.
Yeah,
we did.
But yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 Volume 2 hides answer to who created Rocket. Now, James Gunn teases that observant fans may find the identity of Rocket Raccoon's creator hidden in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, okay.
I need to watch that again just to
look for that.
And what I might have missed. Next one's going to be Ant-Man and the Wasp is reportedly Marvel's first romantic comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And Ant-Man and the Wasp may open a whole entire new multiverse. So that's where they're going to explore. And after the Avengers Infinity War, the landscape's going to change. And a lot of people's contracts are up. So
yeah, they're going to do it. They have to do something.
Next one's going to be Star Wars talk. Dude, Daisy Ridley is done after episode 9. That's what she had said a few days ago.
Like, the main chick?
After this, I'm done. I'm done with Rey.
What the fuck?
And then this morning or yesterday, she's like, okay, yeah, I got misquoted. You know, like
she got fucking slapped up for that one.
Probably like, no, bitch. We
five across the eyes, dude.
We own your ass now. next one's gonna be Jurassic World 2 teaser debuts in advance on Thursday.
I thought I saw something already.
Yeah, there were like two teaser trailers. Oh, okay, today, like 15 seconds long. So,
do we need another Jurassic Park?
I liked the Jurassic World with Chris.
Dude, everyone was getting eaten. That was funny.
Who was that? Chris
Pterodactyls.
Crap.
Chris Pratt, yeah.
I liked it.
I liked it, too. It was good.
So why are you asking if...
Well, I'm thinking about the fucking Jurassic Park 2, 3.
Yeah, and Jeff Goldblum is coming back for this one. From the original Jurassic Park.
So nice. Cool.
And speaking of trailers, dude, Thanos Attacks and Avengers Infinity War trailer. Did you see it?
I did, and everyone was laughing at Thanos.
I heard a bunch of things about Thanos.
They kept putting his face on different...
I saw Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson with a donut. That was awesome.
I liked a lot, dude.
What did you think?
Once you break it down real quick. We could have possibly plugged it in right now, but fuck it. Break it down.
I liked it. It was a good. When Thanos came out,
I enjoyed it.
Did you like how they portrayed him with no armor or anything, just coming out in pajamas?
Yeah, he doesn't need fucking. He doesn't need armor, really, dude. He's just a fucking badass motherfucker.
Yeah, he always has armor on, though. Like
not necessarily. Yeah,
not armor, but like his fucking costume. How about that?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I like it. I like his voice.
I like his voice. They did good with the CGI. I mean, okay, if we're going to talk shit on CGI, dude. Doomsday, really?
Well, I hated that fucking.
And on top of that, what are we going to compare it to? Thanos and... I haven't seen the Justice League. I'm probably gonna watch it this weekend.
Yeah, I heard. What's his name? War.
Was there anything bad in there?
Wolf War or whatever.
The fuck is? Steppenwolf.
That was horrible.
The CGI in Wonder Woman. Honestly, that 25-minute fight scene wasn't fucking good. If we're talking overdone CGI.
Yeah, that's true too. I mean, he looked good. He's a big dude, and we'll see how. I like how he was taking the fucking thing out of Vision's head. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. Lots of interesting things, dude. So.
I'm down to watch. I mean, let's see what happens.
I'm looking forward to it, dude. And speaking of DC, dude, we have Margot Robbie is working on a totally separate, quote-unquote, Harley Quinn movie.
God damn it.
So Gotham Sirens, they're going to do. She's going to be in Suicide Squad 2, and she's also teasing she's going to do a solo Harley Quinn movie.
Same actor.
She did good at Harley Quinn.
She did. She's a cutie.
I like my old Harley Quinn, my classic.
Yeah.
HQ. All right.
We'll see.
I guess the last thing is I put down a link. Batman Ninja Gotham meets feudal Japan in gorgeous anime trailer.
Was it good? I didn't watch it.
It's a dope trailer, dude. It hit up my page, and it's one of the last posts I did, dude. So, yeah. What you got, man? Start up.
Cool, man. I read some Miracle Man.
I'm digging that.
Mr. Miracle.
Tom King.
It's a little confusing.
Mitch Gerrits, dude. Our boys.
You know, his art looked different.
We're also on the bumper.
The bumper.
Yeah.
His art looked different from when he was doing Punisher. I don't know. But it's a good book.
It's more, I don't want to say psychedelic, but kind of.
Well, you know, he's stuck in this war, and he's on and off. Mm. You know, the issue two, they were sent to go kill.
We'll premise that too. Okay, so issue one, I'll premise, I did review.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty much an escape artist. He can escape from anything. The only thing he finally pushed himself to do was, can I escape death? So he...
Well, that
suicide decision.
Yeah, they say why he did it.
Okay, go for
the fourth one. I mean, it's really good. It's really good written. The second issue, he was sent. There's a war going on between Darkseid and Orin. Okay, and then Orin is the High Father and
Orion.
I'm sorry, Orion. And Mr. Miracle is on his team with his, I don't know if it's his wife or girlfriend, the real giant chick. And they were sent out to go kill one of Darkseid's generals, which was Granny.
Yes.
And so they're looking at right now. He's off duty. He's in bed with his wife, and he gets up. Fucking, he's having nightmares. He gets up and he's sitting down drinking some milk. And one of his guys from Orion's group shows up, and he's all like, "Dude, we fucking." We really need you to, do something, man. Mm-hmm. You know, Orion's fucking. He's sacrificing all these guys, all the bugs. You know, we're dying and mm-hmm. this and that, and you know, you gotta fucking do something. We would follow you, man. You know, if you would take over or you know, go against him, and you know, Mr. Miracle's like, dude, shut up, dude. You shouldn't be talking about that because. You know, someone's always listening.
Mm.
And he goes, I don't care, man, you know. And then all of a sudden there's like a boom, right? A boom tube. And I don't know this homeboy's name. He's one of Orion's head dudes, comes in there, says, you know, so-and-so that's talking shit on the king.
Mm.
You've been sentenced to fucking death. And just pretty much just burns him up in his fucking living room. And
I gotta read these, dude. I like the art.
Yeah, he and he's just like, fuck. Mr. Miracle was like, you know, that's kind of fucked up.
And I love the way Mitch Gerrits, like, all the panels he uses, smaller panels.
Yeah,
but the way Tom King writes, like, he's able to put so much. I don't want to say emotion, but kind of in each panel. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead,
Mike. It's really good. So he's doing.
Look at that, dude.
Yeah, he's doing all
the
these.
Whole page like makes sense. Like
his escape route.
There's 9 panels on each page, and he makes it all work and blend in so well together, dude.
It's really good art. And then another page too. He does all this escaping shit on the side to make more money.
Escape artist, yeah.
And you know, he's out at dinner with his wife. What happens is he's called by Orion.
Is he still tripping?
Yeah, he's still having some bad.
Because once he's committed suicide, and that, like Adam said, he'll go into that. But
well, that's the next issue. I probably won't do that.
He started seeing visions and like seeing people were tripping. Like
he's afraid that Darkseid put something in him, or something.
He tried to commit suicide straight up. So even if he died, how can anyone escape death? First of all,
mm-hmm.
So the whole fact, like even though you're an escape artist. You barely survived death, but who's to say you didn't tap into that limbo or that...
Or something came back with him.
Know, flatliners, I guess, is kind of what I'm saying. Go ahead.
So he has this meeting with Orion, and, you know, he pretty much tells him, hey, dude, I think Darkseid did something to me, and, you know, maybe he did something to you, too. And, okay. You know, put something in you, you know. And Orion doesn't like that. And he pretty much... beats the shit out of him for
he's
saying
been
that.
Getting his ass
like
kicked, dude.
Foot stomp good lord, dude, like 1,000 foot stomps.
Yeah, that's like his uncle too, I want to say, right?
Yeah. And yeah, it's his uncle, and you know, he's thinking that he's going to betray him. That's why he's foot stomping fucking Mr. Miracle here. And he said, you know what? I'm going to have to, the next issue is all about, I'll go the next issue, maybe next week, but he talks about, you know, now you're going to be trialed. I'm going to put you on trial now, you know, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. If you are for Darkseid or you're for me. So after he fucking footstomps him to
death. Okay, if that's the case, dude, then I will catch up to the other ones.
Yeah, let you borrow them, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah. Even better, dude. Okay, dope, dude. It'll actually be a lot easier for me. And I haven't, I think.
Are you ready too?
No.
Okay, I have two. Dope. I have one through four.
Perfect, dude. The only review I have, I have Marvel finally. Thanos, dude. I read Thanos nice. 8 through number 11. That's too long to get into tonight. I'm going to go through Book of the Week. And listen to the review. Did you read Batman Annual number 2?
No, I didn't.
Okay, this is written by Tom King. Starts off with Catwoman breaking into the Batcave, where she's able to steal the Batmobile.
Nice.
But we get, this is early on in his career when he just started, which you get when Alfred tells Batman about the missing car. And then he's like, the car? He's like, sir, we have something wrong here at home. The car is missing. He's like, the car? And then Batman goes, oh, you mean the Batmobile? He's like, oh, that's what you call it. So it's early on. Uh-huh. In fucking Cincinnati. So anyways,
ouch.
Dude, so it's cool. Then it jumps to him that night with Alfred, where he tries to talk Bruce into relaxing for the evening, since he's new to the job, you know, telling him that the minor injuries he suffered that night. He's got like a broken rib, you know, again, you're new to the job.
He gets fucked up in the beginning.
All the time. Yeah. As he's still working, trying to figure out one of Enigma's riddles. Then he realizes his pen is missing. And this is in his house by this point, dude. And this is like in the mansion, not the Batcave. But he still has his bat fucking costume on, dude. Actually, no, he's has the gear taken off. He's just bandaged up like he always is, dude. So he notices his pen is missing. He assesses that Catwoman is in the house now, and he quickly chases after her, trying to capture her. He's like, this fucking bitch. This is real cool. Literally all around his mansion till she mentions that she's already called the cops, and she makes her escape. So she knows he's Batman, essentially, by this point. She's able to figure it out. So that's day one. Night one. A few nights later, he's sitting up at his mansion this time as he's talking to Alfred, where he's now locked down the whole place as she breaks in again. This time he has the whole mansion, Batcave, on lockdown.
She still gets in.
She's a cat burglar. This is a cheese burglar. But yeah, she's a cat burglar. So yeah, did you figure? This time with different results, as she's able to break into one of his safes, where she comes across a single beat-up Pearl. And she asks about it. She's like, I'm sorry. And she goes, did you ever have that moment where you don't know anything else? Where you almost like this life? You like being by yourself. And then you think maybe it's better. Maybe it's okay. And then you hate yourself. You hate everything because it's okay. So it's her talking to him like as his villain, quote unquote, talking to a superhero like, you're dressed up for a fucking reason, dick. And you push everyone away.
You got problems.
Yeah, it's pretty much essentially what it is. So it's really cool. Then we get a moment from them both where those first sparks you see between them. And he has since, I mean, they're going to get married soon. She said, yes, he proposed to her. Anyways, you hate everything I'm talking about. And it's legit. It's funny scenes and panels, but she gets away again. And again, it keeps happening, dude. And he goes after her. This time he catches her, dude. And she goes,
yes.
Yeah. She goes, again? He's like, and she's like, again and again. I'm going to keep fucking breaking through your house. He goes, why? Isn't it obvious? Because you're weak. You need to be better. I have to make you better. I have to teach you where you're weak or you're going to die. So she knows who he is. She knows he's playing both sides. He's Bruce Wayne and Batman, but it's really cool. And each time she goes to his mansion, she leaves a fucking mouse. And she leaves a mouse everywhere. Every time, so he chases her out to the woods this time, and she's able to plant a mouse on his shoulder. And
he's like a real mouse?
Yeah, a little mouse.
Oh, shit.
So it's really cool, because like she visits three times, and each time a mouse, and she's trying to let him know, like, if I can get this close to you, if somebody really wanted to kill you, they can get in this close. They could.
Do you think that he's doing this because he wants her to get that close?
What's really
cool. Well, I mean, I didn't read the story. It probably explains that.
It's really cool, dude. All the pain from being alone. And she gives him, you know, the analogy of a cat and mouse. And she slips away again. But this time, the rules are reversed. So she bounces out. And this time, when she gets home, he's there at her place.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. And she goes, you've known since the beginning. And still you let me, like, asking, like, and still you let me break into your house? It's really cool. She goes, why? And he goes, because sometimes I like being alone. And then I hate everything because I like it. Mm-hmm. So she's able to find this humanized man, even though, yes, she knows, like, he is damaged. But it's really cool that, you know, she's able to see it and help him, even without trying to. But it's, again, the cat and mouse thing. Like, they have an attraction.
Right.
I mean, the opposite sex. And she's fucking with him. She's toying with him. But at the same time, mm-hmm. he's known the whole time where she lives. And it's like he doesn't have to barge into her place to fuck around with her. Like, I can take you in at any time and lock you up, bitch. So it's really cool. I really liked it because of the next few pages of them sitting together now. Like, it jumps to them as an old couple, which is really cool. And I don't want to ruin it, dude, but it's really cool because we see them bickering and it looks like they're at a hospital or somewhere. And the doctor comes in and gives them, quote unquote, results.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So them as an older couple, they're still together. And that's interference,
right? It is. They threw a flag.
Okay. And
there's only 5 seconds to go, though.
Oh, fucking Ben needs to throw the fucking ball right fucking now. Anyways, and it's really cool, dude, because we see them. It looks like he's now Bruce Wayne as an old man. He's suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia by this point. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool because you see her by his side the whole time. And there's a panel where old man Bruce Wayne finally dies. And the whole Bat family is there, not suited up, but you can make out, okay, that's Dick, that's fucking Tim, mm-hmm. yeah, that's Damien, and it's cool, but it's sad, too. So she's at the deathbed with him holding his hand in the mansion. Alfred's there, of course, and she's like, you know, I love you. I'm sorry. I'm always going to be here for you, dude. So it's really cool that, you know, she was there for him the whole fucking time, and then she goes back to the Bat Cave where they first, you know, that's she broke into the Batcave. She jumps into the Batmobile she originally stole. And apparently, even with his dementia, with his Alzheimer's, he left her a note like, I love you as well. Thank you. I'm always going to be there for you, too. But he left it in the Batcave. Like, he knew she
would find it.
Yeah. So, way cool. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have liked it as much as I did because of that. But it made me feel good. It's like, fuck, dude. Like, it's a great read. And Tom King, I love the way he's writing Batman.
Right.
So, anyways, Thanos was good. It's really good. I'm enjoying that. I'll go break that down sometime because it's the Mad Titan. Anyways, man.
Very cool, man.
What else you got? And toss out your social media, man.
Cool. Go to the, I'm Mem the Beater. You on Facebook, not on Facebook, but Twitter and Instagram. And you can find our Facebook group as Comic Syndicate on Facebook. That was awkward.
Yeah, sorry about that. I got it. Sorry, guys.
Not me and I and you.
Okay, 20. I'm like, what's the score of
that? They're doing a fucking flashback. This is what happens when you watch fucking football and try to do a podcast.
Yeah, I keep looking time. Like, what the fuck?
Here we go. Here comes the kick.
And this time, it's good.
We got it.
All right, 3-17 going into halftime. All right, guys. Sorry about that little fucking tangent, but we love football, dude. Again, like mm-hmm. any downtime I have, I don't watch TV. So if I'm going to watch something, I'm going to watch something I love.
Exactly. This is a pretty important game, too.
Yeah, there you go, dude. Crunch time, dude. End of the season. Anyways, all right, guys. You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find me at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. You guys can find me on Snapchat on SimpleMan80, I want to say. Go find at Comic Syndicate 1. That is both of us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Share the podcast more than anything,
yes.
Guys. We'll be right.
We'll see you guys next week.
Right back next week.
Peace out.
Be right back.